There's the cause. Now the effect. What effect does that have? The result is that we're building a good foundation for the future to take hold of the life that is truly life. To take hold of life that is truly life. Someone coined the phrase paying it forward, if you will. You've heard that expression, paying it forward. By doing good things, by doing good works, helping other people, being generous with what we have, kind of pays it forward. Not that we're earning our salvation, and I think that's been misinterpreted too. We're not earning our salvation by doing good works. Church got in trouble with that many, many, many years ago by people thinking all they had to do was pay money to win God's favor. No, no, no. We're talking about doing good things as a response to what God has already done for us. Do you see the difference? We are saved for good works, not by our good works. We're saved to do good works and to share what we have with others. Jesus said, as I shared with the children this morning, where your treasure is, that is what you put importance on, what you love, you truly, truly love in your heart, that's where your heart will be. If our treasure is money and wealth and fame and all those things, then that's where our heart's going to be. But if it's Jesus, if it's God, if it's doing good things as a response to God in our walk of faith, then that's where our heart needs to be. Well, what about us? What about Bethel Church? As you heard in the emails, as you saw, many of you saw last Sunday in the video presentation, which is online, by the way. If you go to our website, you can see that video presentation again. Many good things are being done here in and through the good people of Bethel Church. Many good works, and we are rich in many ways. And last Sunday's presentation was evidence of that. Many of you are involved in many of the caring ministries. In your bulletin this week, you've got an insert which has listed many of the caring ministries that are going on in here. And we encourage you to ask more questions about these things if you want to be involved in them. One statement on the front of this handout really says it all. Our generosity impacts eternity as people find and experience God through the ministries of our church. Why are we talking about all these things? Why are we patting ourselves on the back here today? Well, we got to be careful about that. We can't get too arrogant or egotistical in all these good things that we're doing. But what we are doing them for is so that people can get closer to God, that our ministries continue to reach out to people, transform their lives, and draw them closer to Jesus Christ. We're calling it ministry that flows from the heart. The reason we're talking about this in the midst of our generosity campaign is that ministry has to flow from the heart. I don't know about you, but last week my heart was touched. I did not realize how impactful those testimonies were going to be. It brought tears to my eyes. I don't know about you. I saw some other guys' eyeballs sweating last week too. Yeah. But it was reassuring to know that God is alive and Jesus is alive and well here at Bethel Church. Bethel has truly been blessed and rich in good deeds. And we want to see the whole point of bringing this up and listing these and sharing these ministries with you on the screen is that we need to keep these ministries going and to also seek out even new and more ministries that continue to reach people, touch lives, transform lives, and make disciples for Jesus Christ. But it all takes money, doesn't it? It takes money. It takes the giving of good people like yourself that have to give to the church, but also figure out how to pay the bills and keep the kids in school and pay for college tuition and eat and heat and so forth. All these things have to be taken into consideration. I read a devotion this week that talked about nest building. Nest building. I got a bluebird house out back in my backyard, and I love watching the bluebirds build their nests. They're beautiful birds to start with. And my neighbor back there, he's got a couple in his backyard too. And I think they fly back and forth. But anyway, I love watching them build their nests. And if you've ever noticed a bird that building a nest, you notice they make hundreds of trips a day to pack that nest and to get it just right and for the mama bird to crawl in that birdhouse or in that tree limb. But she's building a nest not for her comfort, is she? Who is she building the nest for? For the chicks, the hatchlings that will come a little bit later. Nest building. People have nest eggs. That's where that expression nest egg comes from. Retirement plans, making sure that they're cared for in their retirement days and years and looking forward to comfort. But you know, when a bird builds a nest, the bird is not building the nest for her or his enjoyment. She's building that nest for the chicks that will come later. And as I thought about that, I thought about what kind of nest building is going on here at Bethel Church. Stop and think about it. We have a building that was constructed. In fact, this building was built 60 years ago. Was it for the people who lived at that time only? No. We're still enjoying this building 60-some years later. The sanctuary was built 100 years ago. Was that building for the people that lived at that time and it stopped functioning? No. It was built for the people that would come later, you and I, who enjoy this place. We have programs, we have ministries, we have all kinds of things, these list of things that are going on here. Who are they for? Are they just for us? No. They're for the people who are not here yet as well. Think about it. All of these ministries and the things you see listed in your bulletin are for those who are coming, who are still yet to come to our church so that they can connect with God in a special way. Many of these ministries reach people at their point of need, like Grief Share. I see our Grief Share people here today. People who are hurting. Bible studies, prayer shawl ministries, prayer ministries, the youth ministry, the music ministry. These are here so people can connect with God in special ways. Why do we develop financial policies and procedures? Why do we develop job descriptions for our staff and volunteers? It's for those who will come, who will serve, getting these things in place and ready for those who come. Not only for those that are already here, but for those who are yet to come. Why do we have safe sanctuary policy, protection from child abuse policy, to protect the children who are here and those who are not here yet as well? Are these all for us, for our comfort, or to provide for others and future generations, others who will come after us? Likewise, does our giving to the church serve us or God by serving the mission of the church to create opportunities to reach new people? Do these ministries that we fund and the ministry, the money that goes to keep these things going, are they for our personal enjoyment? No, not necessarily. They are for those who are not here yet. The church exists, my friends, for those who aren't here yet. Think about that. At one point, you were not here yet. Put yourself in that position, right? You were someplace else. This church exists. Every church exists for the least, the last, and the lost who are among us in our community. Did you know that 50% of the people in this community and in every community are unchurched or have no church connection? That is why the church exists, is to welcome those into the kingdom of God. Healthy, vibrant, fruitful churches focus as much of their energy and resources on prayer and planning for those who are not here yet as they do on those who are active and serving and giving every day here at this church. We can't continue to be totally inward focused. We have to remember there is a hurting, dying world out there, and people need Jesus. They need the things that this church has to offer and that other churches have to offer. That is why we give. That is why we strive for tithing and proportional giving. That is why we try to build a budget and a church financial structure so that these ministries can continue. And that is what today's message is all about. What do you love about Bethel Church? Where have you seen Jesus in Bethel Church? You've just heard the testimonies. But it's going to take our giving, yes, even in these difficult economic times, to consider what God is calling us to do. And this week, you're going to be getting in the mail a letter, not like the other letter that you got. This one is a letter inviting you to be a part of what God is up to here at Bethel Church. In that letter, there's going to be an estimate of giving card. Just like every year for the past 4 years and perhaps even beyond that, you're going to be asked, along with myself, what is your estimate of giving going to be for the coming year? And that is so we can have some idea as to what our budget, how our budget's going to be funded. Please prayerfully consider that, because on November 18th, we're going to ask you to bring that pledge forward and lay it at the cross, lay it at the altar as a pledge, as a faith commitment to God, as part of your Christian spiritual discipleship. For we need people to make those pledges and commitments, and we pray that you'll look at your current giving and see what you can do different in the coming year. I know it's a challenge, I know it's difficult, but it is part of who we are and what we are called to do as Christians. So that is what these next 4 weeks is about, is looking at how these ministries flow from the heart. I encourage you and invite you to join us on this journey. Next week, we're going to answer another question and hear from you. The question's going to be, who do you love in our church? Who do you love? In other words, we're going to hear testimonies on who are those persons that have encouraged you and helped you on your spiritual growth. Who has contributed to your spiritual growth? That's going to be the focus of next week. It's relationships, people. We talked about programs this week and those things. We're going to talk about people next week. So think about that question. Send me those emails. Shoot me back a text or an email or Facebook me or whatever, and let me hear from you. Okay? Think you can do that? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the reminder that we are so rich in many different ways. We just ask, O God, that you help us to ponder these things in our hearts. And as we approach this season of giving and thanksgiving, we ask, O God, that you help us to search our hearts and to give as we are led by your Spirit. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the message. Most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for he is what this is all about. Jesus, our Savior. Amen.